Welcome back to episode 2 of the Real Estate Experts Podcast. And that is my lovely wife, Jennifer. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We are joined today by our guest, Stacy Antonelli. Welcome, Stacy.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes. And so we are talking about the Freeze Group. We are building a team. Yay. We are going to go into some things. Stacy is part of our team, and her expertise amongst many is coaching. So we're excited to dive deep into that today. But Jennifer, let's go ahead and start diving into our mission as our team, if you'd like to talk on that.
So our mission basically is that, number one, we strongly believe, you know, in God and giving back and being a part of our community, for one, and giving, you know, givers gain. I think we've talked about that a few times, but just, you know, always exceeding expectations. And so I love the idea of being agent-centric and client-centric. And so, you know, when I say agent-centric, I'm talking about, as, you know, you and I being leaders of our group, that, you know, we're pouring into our agents that are working with us is the same as they'll be pouring into the clients that are going to, you know, be with us on our journey, you know, of their real estate journey. So, and then just really having a very positive foundation and a mindset. And we hope that the agents that do join us, you know, will share like-minded. We like being around like-minded people, of course.
Absolutely.
And so just sharing that same foundation.
Well, I'd like to touch on that one point that you said about givers gain and giving back, because that's the foundation of what we believe, not only personally, but professionally. And we want to make sure, and that'll go into one of our other bullet points, about growing people professionally and personally.
Absolutely.
Because that is kind of the foundation. That's what makes you and I such a great team, is that we believe that philosophy in life and in business. And giving back and having that giver's gain mentality it's just foundational for the way we run our lives and run our businesses. And so bringing in agents into our team, that is something, you know, and I always tell people in interviews that if you don't want to be stretched personally or professionally, then we may not be a right fit.
Oh, that's for sure with you. You've stretched me a lot since we've been together.
That's right.
From Missouri to Arkansas.
Yeah, that's right. So. And that's honestly how I just live my life. I mean, there's really a gray area between, you know, both of us really, but my personal life and my professional life, because it just kind of all blends together. And that's how I am in my daily life, is that I will stretch people because I see in them sometimes what they don't see in themselves.
I think that's so true. I think that's one of the key things of having someone to, especially, I mean, having Stacy here today that we're going to speak to, is having someone that can see things in you that you don't see in yourself. And she'll speak on this, you know, as being the expertise in coaching. So,
yeah, for sure.
But, you know, back to our mission statement, there's a couple of things that, you know, that we truly are in tune with and agree with in helping agents grow, you know, professionally and personally. But what else do they get if they were to join our team?
Well, definitely one-on-one mentorship by you, which is awesome. And that's something that you've done. Again, if you haven't listened to our first podcast, Jennifer has been in real estate for over 31 years as a broker. And that's something you've done throughout your entire career.
And, absolutely.
And that's just something that, you know, you could actually be a little flippant and say, well, that's one-on-one stuff for any agent that comes under you. But really, that is so valuable. And you join a real estate company or a real estate team, not always knowing what you're getting. And so for us, we're very open and honest about that, but they may talk about coaching or mentorship or something of that nature, but are they really able to do it and willing to do it day in, day out? Because that in and of itself is a full-time job.
Well, speaking to that, I guess the question would always come to, you know, let's just bring up something that would be a lead generate, you know, door knocking, for instance. Are they actually going to go door knock with you? Yeah. That's a question.
Yeah.
Are they going to actually go on a listing appointment with you? You know, that's a question. Anyone that joins our team is we will be taking deep dives. And so, and again, let's visit with Stacy and let her take a deep dive with us today.
Absolutely. Again, Stacy, so glad to have you here today. So let's dive a little bit deeper into Stacy. So tell us a little bit about your professional background.
Yeah, well, so I'm so excited to be here. And this is one of my very favorite things to talk about. I mean, I love to talk about it with you all because you are, you know, the like-minded thing that you said. Mm-hmm. We are all so committed to like development and personally, professionally, spiritually, in all the ways. And I think that's what really makes this work and so dynamic. So I'm very excited to be here. So my background professionally is pretty vast and varied. I started out, you know, in Las Vegas in public relations, in event planning, in marketing. And I really like cut my teeth in an industry. You know, where a lot of coaching could have been valuable, you know, but I learned some really just invaluable lessons about in methods for, you know, for marketing, for communications, for public relations. And so I really got a great background in that, in a market that was really, you know, unique and ever changing, much like, you know, mm-hmm. real estate.
Absolutely.
You know, and then I got into sales. I was in corporate sales, and then, I was in sales for a smaller company as well. So I've done corporate and smaller business sales. And then I have always, since I was a kid, I've been really passionate about just like helping other people be whatever they want to be, you know. And even though, you know, growing up, I didn't have the words for it yet, you know, once I got older and had enough life experience to be able to articulate it, I realized that my dream is helping other people live their dreams. You know, so awesome. I had followed the personal development and coaching industry avidly, not just listened to something here and there, but studied it. You know, I have many certifications in coaching, but, you know, I'd studied that for years. And then so when I got into sales, I started getting coaching certifications just to be able to coach myself, right? So I started doing that and then got into all different, you know, areas of coaching. And then, you know, now I'm doing marketing and branding with you all now. And then there's some other exciting things that, you know, I'm getting into, which you may be about to talk about in a minute.
Well,
I don't want to go too far there.
Well, but I was wanting to dive deeper into just your philosophy is why we fit so well together. Because you genuinely want to help people as well. And I think that's the foundation of what Jennifer and I want to do, you know, whether totally. It be clients or absolutely agents. And so anyway, so I wanted to 100%. Just kind of dive deeper into that for a split
yeah,
second.
Yeah, totally.
And so, but tell us a little bit more. So you've done professional coaching. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, definitely. So I have, you know, I've done several different kinds of coaching over the over the last 10 years, the very first niche, I guess, if you will, of coaching that I got into was peak performance and strategic intervention. And that's taught by, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Tony Robbins. And that's who I got my first coaching certification in. Nice. My initial education was through Tony and by Tony. And so in strategic intervention and peak performance, that's really learning, you know, enough about yourself and about the way that you operate and about your human needs. So that you know how to master your mind and your thinking in such a way that you can essentially, you know, flip the switch and be in peak performance, be in peak state, perform at optimal condition and at optimal speed whenever ultimately, you know, that you want to. Is that true all the time? I don't know. But really, that's, you know, it's really about mastery of that so that you can, you know, be who you want to be when you want to be that person. So that was the first kind. And then I got very, you know, faith has always been a big part of my life, more so, you know, in my adult life. But I got very interested in spiritual coaching just as a foundation. And so I was lucky enough to be one of very few cohorts that got trained in spiritual coaching by Marianne Williamson. I don't know if you know her or not. She's a New York Times bestselling author. She's just she's a phenomenal woman. But so I've worked in spiritual coaching as well, which is really just really impactful for people when they want to lay a really strong foundation and be able to not only understand, you know, their own relationship to spirituality and that type of thing, but like have the foundation and then do the mindset work on top of that. Because if you combine those two things, now you're talking about doing some stuff. You know, you can,
awesome.
When you have that level of foundation and support, you can kind of do whatever you want to. So, you know, peak performance, strategic intervention, results coaching, spiritual coaching. And then I worked, at a really renowned, coaching company for several years. I mean, doing just all around essentially like personality evolution, like how to just show up in the world as the human that you want to show up as. So that was really, you know, a lovely last type of coaching that I got to work directly with, because it kind of rounded out everything. You know, it got into, of course, mindset, but the deeper work of actions and beliefs, not the deeper work of actions, that's not as deep, but, you know, really understanding how your mind works as a model. And why do people care about that? Because when you can do that, when you can understand how your mind works and how your personality traits work in your favor and not so, then you can really use them like the tools that they are, you know, and you can start to evolve your personality.
Starting to understand your strengths and your weaknesses both. So yeah. That's
when you
awesome.
Can get to that level of self-awareness,
and adapt. Adapt to other people and their personalities and circumstances and situations, especially.
100%. It's like when you can get that rock solid in yourself, you know, it really matters far less what's happening externally and that type of thing. So you can kind of, you know.
So Stacey, would you say that you are a big picture thinker?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I would definitely say I'm a big picture thinker. I mean,
From everything that you've told us and your experience, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're able to really set your mind to something, then you're mm-hmm. looking not at the small little things. You're looking at the what's truly
yeah,
the most
for sure.
Thing.
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, I think so, like vision, dreams, for sure.
Yeah. So Tony Robbins is obviously a big name. I have watched a few things, like a Netflix special. You know, on one particular event that he puts on.
I'm not your guru.
I don't remember what it is now. Yeah. But it was awesome. It was really awesome. And obviously he's a big name and very successful in what he does. So is there anything that you could talk on what you learned specifically with the Tony Robbins?
My gosh. Project? Yeah. You may not want to ask me that question. I could talk about that for like 7 days. I'm like, which thing can I talk about first?
Yeah, there's so much.
No. Huh? So, okay. So, you know, I can say this first. And I think this is really interesting because people always want to know like how they fit into this. And they love a personality test. Right, we were just talking about that the other day.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Tony Robbins' work, the majority of it, and he's into so many things now, so I won't say the majority of it, but his coaching is really based on what's called human need psychology. And there are six basic human needs, right? Six basic human needs. And when you learn what your two most predominant human needs are, then you can really start to understand, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that, you know, I didn't even know that that was such a drive for me. And so you really start to understand, you know, why you do the things that you do, why you're attracted to some of the things that you are that are maybe, you know, surprising or weird or, you know, whatever you think they are. Right. And so that was, you know, one of the foundational things that I learned from him was about the six human needs, which are certainty. We all have these are like, again, just mm-hmm. the basic core human needs, the need for certainty. So security. Love and connection, the need for uncertainty or variety, and then contribution and growth and significance. Those are the six basic human needs. And when you know what those are, then it all just makes so much more sense. And then when you know what your dream is, when you know what it is that you want to go create in the world or be or do or whatever, then you can understand, okay, these are my basic human needs, right? So these are my drivers. So does that align with my dream? Does that align with my goal, vision, whatever? And if not, how do I tweak them as such so that they can line up and be in alignment? Because as humans, what we believe, we prove.
I love that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's no joke. You could talk for 7 days on that.
I feel like we were just like in a coaching session. How about you?
I know. Absolutely.
That was terrific.
And look what you're getting.
I mean, you're working with us. I've never had a coaching session with you.
Yes. See that? Isn't it awesome? You get to learn something new every day, especially about the people that you work with. So let's maybe we need to have a podcast just on that alone.
I think so.
We'll definitely put that on the list. So let's talk about why you personally wanted to be a part of the Freeze Group.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be a part of the Freeze Group. You know, number one, because this may sound silly, but it's just true. So if it does, then it does. It is really important to me to work with people who, you know, work to the same level of integrity and share the same values, right? And so I really just adore both of you. So I love that. But from a, you know, from the perspective of the Freeze Group, what attracted me, you know, in being passionate about the real estate industry, I grew up in a real estate family. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I know a good thing and a real thing and an authentic thing when I see it. Jennifer's it. I mean, she's absolutely. It. You know that as absolutely. Well as anybody. Yeah, far better.
For sure.
You know, but I think what is really one of the things that is really going to differentiate is her level of mentorship. Because here's the deal. It's like, you know, there's not a shortage of realtors or agents or brokers or anything else. And I say this with tremendous respect for the industry, but it's like, that's not necessary. That's one thing to have the knowledge and to understand the way that it works and to be able to be a realtor and in the industry is one thing. To be able to do it to the degree that she has successfully, not just done it, right. We're not talking about just survived it,
right.
But she has been in it for over 31 years, successfully navigated a lot of different markets and different situations. But, you know, but the level of mentorship that she provides, it's like that knowledge, but also the talent and ability and care, honestly, for humans to nurture and guide and truly mentor. That is going to be provided is just, I mean, that to me is a no-brainer.
You know, I think you touched on something there too that's very interesting is that the different markets.
Yeah.
In 31 years of real estate, you know, as we all know that have been around for more than 20 years on this planet, the ebb and flow of the markets and that is, Jennifer's been through it all. The worst downturn in the history since the 30s and things of that nature. So being able to talk to all those things and be able to truly mentor people through those and say, look, you know, we're kind of getting back into in Northwest Arkansas, we're getting back into the agents that have only been in the industry for, let's say, 3 or 4 years. They got in right before COVID and then the COVID craziness. Mm-hmm. And being able to talk to agents and you hear them say, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do right now. This market
and you're scared.
Yes.
It's scary.
And, yeah. And it's kind of funny, but it's not funny.
But I'm not scared.
It's right. And
I have no fear.
But we're back to it. Yeah. The funny thing is we're back to a normal market.
Yeah.
Whereas again, these agents that are newer in the industry. They've never seen this before, you know, right. So this is all just coming at them, at 100 miles an hour.
But the greatness about this market is the fact is that when you can take, let's just say, a normal market mm-hmm. and make people truly successful in a normal market, what does that say?
They're bulletproof for the rest of their career.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, what we plan to do, especially with Stacy's help, is, you know, our systems in place and making things work and making things jive. Just to make, you know, more of an agent-centric system to where they get to go do what they love to do. And I think that's the thing that we do provide, you know, is being able to chime into those things. And now that I'm sitting here with Stacy and listening to her wisdom roll off, it's like I have got to get a one-on-one with her in coaching.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, this is great. I loved hearing you talk about, you know, I mean, it just chimes in with everything that I've learned over the years yeah. about people.
And that's what's going to...
Sharpening the saw, continually sharpening absolutely. The saw is so important. So even regardless how long you've been in real estate, you still need coaching.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
You know, you still need, you know, no matter what.
Well, and you know, and I love this too, because it's like I could coach people all day, every day. Like I just love that and seeing the lights come on and, you know, and seeing people get what they want for their families and all those things. I could talk about it forever, but... You know, like with Jennifer, it's like I can coach all day long. I can talk to you about branding and communications and how to write something well all day long. I'm a smart girl. I'm a hard worker. I can study enough. Like, okay, passing the real estate test, have my license now. Fantastic. I don't know what to do. Right?
Yep.
So and Jennifer,
so
it's like
you combine your exactly. coaching skills with Jennifer's real estate knowledge and she's kind of self-taught coaching. Would that be fair?
I would say so. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, you know, I do have several different designations as well.
Yeah.
And I have been through several different programs with some wonderful mentors over the years. And, but I mean, so I mean, you can say I'm self-taught just because, you know, I went right from agency to brokerage, you know, and then just opened up an office. And, you know, it sounds simple and easy, but back in those days, I don't remember being that simple. I don't remember being easy at all. Having a newborn at home. But
drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
And so I don't remember getting much sleep. I think the first 2 years of my real estate career, I talk and laugh about it with my mom, was like a fog, because I don't remember sleeping at all because I had a newborn at home. But, you know, still at the same time, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I'm just happy that we have Stacy and that she's on our team and that we're all going to grow together, which is so great.
Yeah.
And that's a neat thing about being here, you know, in Arkansas, is that we're going to start something new and great.
Absolutely.
And grow.
And different, genuinely.
Very
authentic, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be what people expect.
No.
That's great.
Yeah, that is, I love it. I love it all. So let's talk a little bit more about the unique mentorship opportunity that they will have with the Freeze Group. So, Jennifer, do you want to talk to that a little bit?
Well, in regards to the mentorship, I mean, it's going to be more one-on-one, you know, and this is something that, you know, Stacey and I've talked about. I mean, there will be some things that, you know, we'll be doing role-playing and things like that as well. But, I mean, you know, I just think having someone that's been there and done it and going out and doing it together, you know, is really tell all. And I've had new agents be able to go on a listing presentation one time, watch, and then I go with them and they just knock it out of the park because they were with you. But when you have agents who have never, they don't even know exactly what they're supposed to do or how they're, you know, what is the best way? What's the best method? I mean, we talk about even power positions, like how to put yourself more in a power position, but not be too much power behind it to make your, you know, customer and client comfortable. I mean, how do you do that? And so there's just so many things about that. And I think Stacy, I'm sitting here next to an expert in coaching, so I'm feeling a little intimidated about the power position, but I'm just saying.
I feel like that every day with you, Jennifer. So welcome to the party.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm just kidding.
But,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, really, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk. Our time is getting away from us really fast here, so we're going to have to keep this moving a little bit, but awesome stuff so far. So what's one of the goals in real estate that you're focusing on with Jennifer?
Well, I mean, I think it's just, you know, total opportunities. You know, we don't expect people to learn everything right out the gate. And so we're going to, you know, first of all, take a dive into their personal circumstance, find out, you know, where they're at in life and where they want to go and how they want to get there. And hopefully we're going to turn up the volume on that for them and help them get there. But, you know, basically, you know, most really good agents, whether they've been an agent before, they're just not great at the business end of things.
Yeah.
And so we want to take that away. I mean, my job, you know, and I look at it like this, and I'm not going to be doing it per se. That's why you're here, Jacob. You take care of all of that.
Yep,
let me do the fun stuff and you take the business aspect of it. But putting systems in place, and so agents aren't having to worry about those things and have an administrative support, and let them really focus on the activities they're income producing, fun things, you know, networking events and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of us are extroverts like you, Jacob. Some of us, you know, so some of us are introverts and so
that's that stretching and pulling that I will do for you.
Well, you definitely do it each and every day. I mean, it's just like telling me I'm going to events and pushing me out there all by myself. But
yeah, I'm going to be out of town this weekend and you're going to go to technically a party, but it's really a networking event. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And all by yourself. So I'm so proud of you.
By yourself.
But I've been doing it for the last several months.
I mean,
right?
Jennifer, how did you ever make it before Jacob? Like,
I don't know.
Who tied your shoes for you? 31 years successfully. How did you do it without him?
No, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Maybe that's for another podcast.
Yeah, it's amazing that he and I, either one, made it anywhere, right? Because right. Here we are today. So, exactly. So anyway, he's best. Definitely a great business partner. But, you know, one of the things that I do think that we offer is basically just chiming into the activities that are really going to help that particular agent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about some turnkey opportunities that like you just touched on. You don't have to learn all at once. And that's the great thing about coming on to our team is that it's a process and you will constantly evolve and change and we will help you kind of keep those things going and constantly learning. So obviously we'll have systems in place. Well, I shouldn't say obviously. There's some teams that you join and they just kind of promise you, hey, we're awesome. You'll love being on our team. And then you get on their team and they have no systems in place. And so you're basically like a solo agent on a team. Administrative support, that's things that like having a transaction coordinator, having them on our team. And so having that, you don't have to necessarily dive too deep into paperwork. They're there to assist. And then you get to focus on income producing activities. As we were talking about, you know, the fun stuff like networking events and things of that nature.
Do
and
you find that to be fun? Not true. Every agent does.
That's
let's
true.
Just keep that in mind. So we'll so we'll take a dive deep into whoever, you know, joins our team and see what works for them and what's best. Mm-hmm. And then chime into the activities that they need to be doing that's going to be income producing that may not always be for the, you know, maybe they're an introvert possibly,
yep.
You know, mm-hmm. And I've read a lot about introverts and their personalities and know some, by the way,
yep.
And who have been extremely successful in this industry.
Yeah. Awesome. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and that is worth $1 million, you know, it's like one thing to, you know, to be coached or to kind of have a curriculum or whatever. But I think also it's like if you're a new agent joining the team, and you don't have to be new, doesn't have any really right. matter how long you've been around. But, you know, if you're a new agent, it's like you've passed your test. You're here. You've really learned enough to just have gotten the license, right?
Right.
But I think there are a lot of people that don't necessarily know what to do. It's like myself. But also to say, oh my God, I don't know what to do. It's like, am I allowed to do that? Is that okay? Am I supposed to know? You know, so to really have somebody meet you exactly where you are, wherever that is, even if you've been in the business for years, but you're just not as successful as you want to be, for you to meet them right where they are and to tell them exactly what to do. Now that means that, you know, it's maybe it that doesn't make it easy, but it does make it simple, right? It's like if you'll just follow the suggestions from somebody that has absolutely done it as a single mother, you know, it's like me too.
There's a formula.
Not only do we have a professional coach, but we have a real estate professional coach. And so having those people in place to help kind of guide you day by day, honestly, week by week. Definitely week by week, but day by day.
And then, you know, we're relying on you to have the business aspect of it.
That's right.
So,
and that's going to be my
part. So that's what makes
us
such a, you know, power group together, hopefully.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
We can really help agents that want to truly succeed and, you know, move their career to another level, I should say.
So other things, we'll just kind of run down a quick list here, and then we're going to have to go soon. You're probably on your 5 o'clock drive home listening to us, and you're about home. So we are going to provide lead generation, a CRM that's in place that is, it's fully built out. You know, CRMs are really handy, but they're really complicated, and they're a lot of work. And so we've got that stuff in place for you. Team culture. Huge culture.
Which is, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, very.
Stacy and I've already talked a lot about this.
Definitely. Yeah. And team culture, I mean, culture is such a buzzword these days, but really, truly, it makes or breaks any company, really.
Right. And speaking of that, just to add on, you know, I mean, one of our guests that we will be having on is my partner in Missouri.
Yeah.
And then he'll be able to speak to that a little bit as well. It's just the culture that was built, you know, before he came on and, you know, what it is today and what it looks like and sounds like and, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, Jennifer, absolutely. Would you mind running down what kind of agent we're looking for?
So, I mean, you know, who wants to be wildly successful? I think if I was to talk to anyone, they say, hey, I want to be successful, you know? So, but if you're struggling in an area, or, you know, sometimes we don't always look at ourselves in the mirror like we need to. And so mm-hmm. we just need someone to point a few things to us. And if we just, you know, I'll say it like this, everything, if we sometimes we just make a small pivot, you know,
absolutely
a small pivot, but someone else can recognize it and see it, you know, and just having been in the industry and seeing so many different agents over the years evolve and turn and just tweaking a few things for them, I can tell you just small little things. And Stacy and I were actually having this conversation a little earlier about how I had someone in a wife beater shirt just change a couple of things. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden, I mean, his career took off. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. Don't get me wrong. But,
yeah.
you know, how we look and how we show up every day and how we talk, I mean, all of that
presentation is huge.
Relevant yeah. in this business. And so just think about the little, you know, tweaks that we can make mm-hmm. can really, you know, set us apart
yeah.
for one. And, you know, who wants to talk to us, yeah. you know?
So, like small changes,
so if
massive
you're an agent
difference.
Who's doing well with buyers but haven't quite found, you know, how to talk with sellers, you know, or just certainly not least of agents who are crushing it, but they're just still not to the level that they truly believe that they should be, you know, I'll just say it like this. We all want to, you know, sell a lot in real estate and we want to make a certain amount of income, you know, and so I would just like the opportunity to talk to those people. And
absolutely.
Just, you know, tell them, you know, and just see, they may not be a good fit for us. However, I may know another team that they would be a good fit for.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, at Keller Williams, that's the thing we're so great at.
Keep it in the family.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I love Market Pro Realty. Yeah. I am all about Market Pro Realty. When I came down here, I interviewed several different, you know, real estate offices, you know, not exactly sure where I wanted to land. And
yeah.
I love, you know, Market Pro Realty and Keller Williams.
You know, and that's the really cool thing about you just listening just to feedback after some of those interviews that you did with other agencies, and you were asking them questions that they were like, whoa. I don't know, you know, and
yeah, they didn't have answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so,
and they were brokers.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, those kind of things. And I think that's one thing that again, it's the giver's gain mentality. You would be more than happy to sit down with someone as they're trying to decide. And you might even give them suggestions of questions to ask other agencies.
Oh, absolutely.
So that way they truly are able to dive deep into learning more about them and being able to make the right decision for themselves.
It's like truly a heart of service.
Yep.
You know, yeah. genuinely a heart. Can I say one like super Please. Fast thing? Well, it's like, you know, and when you go through that, right? When you start to realize some of these things, when you get that kind of coaching from Jennifer, you may roll in to the business thinking, okay, you know what? I want to make an extra $25,000 a year, or I want to make $30,000 a year. But when you make some of these really small tweaks, you realize how much easier it is to go all in at 100%. Than it is to at like 70 or 80. So you can literally be more in a flow and have more ease and make a lot more money. So
yep.
there's that. And that's one of the things that we're going to be chiming in on another episode with Stacy, because she's got some goals of her own and some things that she's wanting to do.
I want to
really kind of hold her accountable as well. And hey, there's no better place than right here, right?
I mean, I can't think of one. I'm a little bit nervous about what Jacob's about to say because he's looking at me like,
No. Actually, what I was going to say is we have so many things to talk about the type of agent that we want to help or right. join our team that we will definitely have to wrap that up on another episode. So thank you, everyone, for being out there listening today. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today. We were so excited to have you on. And again, if you're new to the podcast, we will be posting episodes once a week. So look for us on your favorite platform and you will find us there. So thanks again to Stacy Antonelli, Jennifer Fries, the Real Estate Experts Podcast. I am Jacob Fries, your co-host. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.